very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,101 Scott Schoenfeld and Leslie Skelly seeking variances from the front and side yard setbacks under Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Mulberry Knoll Road, Road 284, approximately 218 feet north of the intersection of Concerto Lane and Mulberry Knoll Road, Road 284. Excuse me, the 911 address is 20683 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 57. Staff note that we did receive 12 letters of support that were submitted as a packet prior to the meeting. They were waiting for you. Zero letters of opposition and zero mail returns. Staff would also note that the specific request is for a 0.4-foot variance for the right front corner of the existing home, an 8.2-foot variance for the proposed covered entry, and a 9.8-foot variance for the proposed new garage, as well as a 1.4-foot variance for the existing home to the side. I would also note that this appears to be a corner lot.
What is that, a 100-foot right-of-way to the beach?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
You say it's a corner lot. Is that a 100.28-foot right-of-way to something?
There's a 50-foot on East Sands, which is the corner front. So there would be a 15-foot setback on that side, and then I'm not sure on the Bayshore Drive side, but that would be considered the front yard with a 30-foot setback.
Okay, thank you.
And just to be clear, Mrs. Walls, Mr. Headley was telling me, it looks like the front corner of that home, 13.6 from the, I don't see the compass, but it doesn't look like it needs a variance for that because it's a 10-foot side yard?
You're correct. I believe the side that I was referring to is actually the corner front. If I'm reading this correctly. Well, hold on.
I don't know there is a corner because those look like they're all within 15 feet.
They are. I apologize. I was reading the variances that were on the submission.
Yeah, it would look to me like the three that we would need would all be.
So it's just the three that were on the front, the 30-foot front.
Yeah.
You got it marked out here anyway. So that's just these. So you already got it marked out.
They do. Right. I was
15.
Reading off of here.
Yeah.
I think my apologies for the confusion.
It was a question mark, and I think it was because it's 15 feet if it was a numbered road. And I think the understanding from the office was that it was not a numbered road, so it was a 10-foot side yard. Okay. Is that correct?
Yeah.
For which?
For that side yard.
The side that is adjacent to lot 6 is a 10-foot. The side that's adjacent to East Sand Street would be a 15-foot because it's a corner front, and that would be the corner.
Correct, but and then because the road that it fronts on is not a numbered road.
Correct, it would be.
That's
a
why it's a 10-foot side yard on the south side. It looks like
adjacent to lot 6.
Oh, rather
yeah.
than the 15.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
I believe it's because it's the subdivision. Well. Is it an undersized lot? That might be why we did it that way.
Yeah, it looks like it might be.
Yeah, I think it might. May have met the criteria for the undersized lot. The survey is not.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's 10,000 foot, just over 10,000 feet.
Yeah, 23,717. Yeah.
Change it to 10, yep.
About 3.5 foot.
Just want to make sure we're clear in the record that I know it was advertised and noted in the application, but it wanted to make sure it wasn't needed before we.
If I may, I met with Ms. Cornwell about this, and I think there was some question, but at least the conclusion that she reached when I was in the office going over this is that it was 15 feet on both sides. Now, I'm certainly, it doesn't matter. I just point out that's why it was applied for, on that right side. If it's 10 feet, that's perfectly fine. Then we don't need one on that side.
But then on the application, it only says front yard. What was it advertised for both front and student side?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we advertised for both Mr. Mill.
So it's covered either way. Dude.
We can look into that while the hearing's going on if that satisfy the board.
It's fine with me.
Okay.
Yes, and good evening again. I am Bill Schaub. I'm representing the applicants here, and Mr. Schoenfeld is here. He could be sworn in, just so if he asks questions in the interim, he's already been sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Scott Schoenfeld, 20683 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So this is kind of a hybrid case in that at this point, two of the variances needed would be needed regardless of the owner's plans for the home. And one of the variances is needed because of their plans. The property itself is unique in a number of different ways, as I mentioned in the application. It's a parallelogram, but you can kind of see the house is built parallel to the road, but the lines, sidelines are not perpendicular to that. So everything gets skewered a little bit. And of course it turns out, in addition to be parallel to the road, when it was built, instead of being 30 feet from the front yard, from the front, it was built less than that. And the Schoenfelds had a survey done when they bought the property, and normally it is the practice in our office to bring a survey over to the county to have it approved before settlement occurs, and for whatever reason that wasn't done here, so they were not aware of the existing conditions. They were just aware of the variance they needed for the project that they have in mind. What makes the biggest difference to them are two things. One, that the fact it is the corner lot, so there's a 15-foot well, at least on the one side, and the fact that the septic system, and if you look on the survey, it is marked, takes up the whole back right corner of their lot. So in terms of, to put on addition, they can only go out on the left-hand corner or in the front. So their intention is to expand, and there's pictures of the house that I gave showing the existing garage, and that garage would basically be moved forward a little bit, and what is now the back of the garage will be living space. Now there will be an addition put on the back left corner, but that does not require a variance. We have it on here to show what their plans are. But so the addition will be the back left corner addition, a bump out of the garage. And then the other is the existing front porch or stoop. It requires a variance whether they do anything or not. It is already too close to the front property line. It would require a variance of 7.7 feet as it is now. They just wanted to modernize their house to change the configuration a little, and that would add about 5 inches to it. That would require a variance of 8.2 inches to the front entryway. The front right corner of the existing house is already 0.4 feet too close to the property line. Now that, if that were the only variance, that could have been addressed by an administrative variance, but because we needed the other ones, that's included here. So as I say, two of the conditions have existed as long as they've owned the property, probably from when the house was built. The garage, though, is something that they are in fact creating because they need that for the space that they want. The present structure has existed for very many years without any objection, and in fact, I think there are a total of 12 property owners, adjacent area property owners, have written. Mr. Schoenfeld has met with them, has shown in all but one case, because he couldn't find one of the neighbors, which is out for the winter, has gone through the plans with them, and they signed these letters after they actually reviewed the survey and the actual building plans that they have to make sure that all the neighbors were aware of what they wanted to do. And basically, the house is it's like so many of the other homes in, you know, near the beach. It's not really a year-round home. It's sort of a three-season home, and they want to live there full-time and convert it to a full-time residence. And to do so, they basically need to modernize it, and that's what so many of the applications that we see in here and the variances we see are needed for. And they need that so they can live in it more sensibly. And then the only thing that they're really doing that affects us too much is the bump out of the garage that would create a need for variance of 9.8 feet. So they say they did not build the house. They did not create the need for the variance in the front right corner. They didn't create the need for the variance in the entryway, although they would like to expand that a little, as noted. And they just had nowhere else to go on the front for their plans, and that is why, and with the septic system in the back right corner and the rear setbacks, they were kind of confined in where they could go. And the combination of the corner lot and the tilt in the house and the unusual nature of the lines and the septic system there, they really had no choice but to do their additions where this shows. And it basically requires them to request the variance that they are requesting for their garage. As I said before, it certainly doesn't adversely affect anyone. Adversely affects anybody, but at least didn't affect the 12 people that wrote letters in support. And for all of those reasons, I would ask that the variance be granted. Mr. Schoenfeld, of course, is here and can answer any question. First of all, Mr. Schoenfeld, have you listened to what I said to the board tonight?
Yes.
And for the most part, is what I've said accurate?
It is accurate.
Did I miss anything important that you know? And was I correct in explaining the reasons you want these additions?
Yes.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Schoenfeld.
All right, thank you. I'll see if we have some members of the board, and we'll start with you, Mr. Rutner. Do you have any questions?
Where is the septic located exactly?
If you look on the survey that is attached, it's in the back right corner. It's sort of hard to read, but the word septic is right under 5. Right where the 5 is circled.
Looking at the wrong one. Okay. And the well's in the back yard?
Yes.
And 20.2 feet will leave enough parking in front of the garage. No further questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Borton. Is it in a subdivision?
Yes.
Okay. So need the...
How old?
How old was it?
From the early 70s,
I believe. 70s, that'd be... Yeah, okay. No other questions. All right, thank you. Mr. Mills?
No questions?
Mr. Shrupp, questions?
How far is, it looks like on that aerial there that there's a gap between the edge of paving of Bayshore, is it Bayshore Drive? And the front property line there. How far is that, do you know? Or is there one?
The concrete pad goes to the edge of the property, and that gravel is part of the right-of-way for the road.
Okay. How much of a gap is there, though? Is like
approximately 10 feet of gravel.
Okay. So really it makes your front yard look like it's about 10 feet larger,
yes,
than it actually is.
Correct.
Okay. So using that, these structures would be no closer than 30 feet from the edge of paving of the road.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a reason why the garage couldn't be built further into the home, or I guess not encroach so much into the front yard?
The reason is, quite frankly, right now we have our laundry is in one of the bedrooms, and we're putting it in the space in the back of the garage, and we want to maintain parking for two cars in the garage.
So there's some structural reasons why,
yes,
you couldn't go back in with, okay, all right, that makes sense to me. And then Mrs. Walls, I did check the code. I think you may have as well. It looks to me like the issue would have been is if it was 20,000 square feet or less and prior to 71.
Then it would meet
the... reported. Do you know if it... I think he said it was in the early 70s.
In the early 70s. And without a little bit further, I don't have any documentation here that indicates for sure that it was 1971.
Okay.
We can go double-check the...
Well, I think perhaps what we could do is... you know, for clarity on the record, it looks like that side yard setback requirement may be needed, you know, because it's 15, you know, the 15 feet would be appropriate, but until we see something otherwise, we don't have that in the record right now. So we're going to go with, seems to me it makes sense to go with it as though that side yard setback will be needed, Mr. Schaub.
And that's fine. And
sorry, I'm sorry, Ms. Headley has...
I just, there's a... I got this from the paper maps that we have here, and I correct me if I'm wrong, if normally on the paper map, so it states the setbacks on here, if the lot is created on the paper maps, it is prior to 1970.
70.
So this lot is on the paper map, there's a copy of it, and it states the setbacks on there as being 20 in the rear, 10 on both sides, and 30 in the front.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Where we got the confirmation from.
I would
go from there?
Go for that.
So we're good to go?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Then hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve case 12,101. The property is very unique based on its shape, septic location, well location, and the way the house is twisted on the lot. It cannot be otherwise developed to meet the applicant's needs without us granting the variance. There was two existing violations that were not created by the applicant. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood. In fact, it will enhance the neighborhood with the upgrades to the existing house. And it is a minimal variance request to meet the applicant's request.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,001. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,001 is approved.
Thank you very much.